podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
I had a beautiful weekend with my girls. Very lucky to be dad.
Happy Father's Day to you, doll.
Thank you, to have such beautiful children and such wonderful little community around me.
Yeah.
Sort of looking out for us three. But I managed to, you're away on Friday, and I managed to wrangle things so that I could get out of here as quickly as possible and get to school for Father's Day breakfast.
Oh, yes, cute.
Such is the lot in life of the breakfast announcer that you can't get to breakfasts. Right. So I managed to wrangle it this year that I guess missed last year when Indy was in prep. So this year I was determined to get there. So got there and it was come bring the dads and we'll hang out and it'll be a coffee and a muffin.
Nice.
Right.
Do you get to select what coffee? Like, did you get to put your order in?
Yeah. Well, so there's a great cafe in Lark called Miller's, and they rolled in with some trucks, like the little whatever,
coffee
they're
carts.
Portable setups. And so they were pumping out coffees, which was fantastic, really good. Got my flat white, excellent, right? So, yeah, got there, got Indy and did all that and got the coffee. And then there was the muffin, right? So it was coffee and muffin for the dads to celebrate, you know, Father's Day or whatever. And so teachers walking around with trays of muffins, like really lovely, you know, it's a nice little vibe and where, you know, the kids are playing and running around and stuff. And Indy was particularly excited about the muffin
because
obviously she can't drink the coffee.
Yeah.
And you can't make 460 or 500 baby chinos, can you? So fair enough, right? Yeah, there's no coffees for the kids. So that's okay. So then the muffins come around. And look, I just want to stress, this was a beautiful event and I really appreciate it.
Oh, here we go.
The muffins were savoury muffins.
Oh, they've gone bulk savoury.
So little bits of bacon, little bits, I guess, green stuff, spinach
well,
in them.
Well, I guess it's a
it's
brunch.
Like a cheesy, eggy like sort of arrangement.
Yeah, like a breakfast muffin.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it kind of makes sense, doesn't
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wanted like...
I just feel like I may have been lured there under false pretenses.
So you were after like a blueberry or like...
Or a chocolate.
Raspberry.
Or,
oh, yeah. Chocolate.
One
muffin.
Like anything.
No, see, I don't mind a savoury one when it fits the theme.
Yeah.
If it was like pumpkin and potato for the morning, I'd be like, what are you doing?
No, you're right, yeah.
But it had bacon and egg in it. I mean...
It's breakfast. Yeah. No, I get that, right? And... As a savoury muffin, as savoury muffins go, delicious savoury muffin, right? But when
your face says otherwise,
when you go there thinking it's gonna be so what I did, was I ate the muffin and Indy picked the bacon out of it.
Okay,
and I ate the rest of the muffin.
Oh, great. So she picked the bacon out to eat the bacon.
She ate the little bacon bits.
Yeah, love that.
And I ate that. And we left the school again, and we went to the cafe, and we got baby chino, and and I got her a gingerbread man, and then we went back to school.
Oh man, come on!
And that was Father's Day breakfast.
Well, no, you can't do that because everyone should be talking about the gingerbread man, and everyone's
What? Where's my gingerbread man?
Well, my dad loves me more than your
dad
loves you.
There you go. I win.
It's a radio show in a podcast, and now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
For those that don't know, Raygun was at the Olympics, the Paris Olympics, and was our break dancer, the number one break dancer in Australia, and went to represent us for the B girls, right? Mm. And she was not great, and kind of embarrassed us on, you know, a global scale and became a meme, you know what I mean? And so she then kind of went into hiding because, of course, she copped it. She's a human. Imagine being famous in 24 hours. Like one day you wake up, you're like, oh, yeah, no one knows me. Next day, the whole world knows you.
Yeah.
And you're getting
mad. And everyone's mad too. That's
everyone's
the thing.
Mad. Everyone's and mad like, about right? it. Yeah. So I was looking forward to watching this on Netflix. It's called Untold Raygun Breaking Badly.
Right before the Olympics, I went to my therapist, panicked. She was like, what's the worst that could happen? The whole world could laugh at me. She's like, do you think that's reasonable?
Raygun.
There was this frenzy. It was this growing monster.
0 points.
How did this person go to the Olympics?
I know I'm a dorky white woman who's an academic. And and I'm a B-girl.
The thing with this doco, right, is that it could be this is Spinal Tap, you know? It's kind of got like a bit of a mockumentary thing about it,
right?
Because they're real people, but you kind of forget that they're real people.
Sure.
Because it's got her in it, but also her husband, who is a B-boy. His name is Sammy Free, or Sammy Sex, as he's known, right? And they met working in a call center in 2008. And so it goes through their relationship.
Oh, good,
and
good.
He introduced her to the sport of breaking.
Yeah, no shade.
Right? Now, they were married and everything. But it's kind of like, you know how your partner is supposed to be your biggest champion?
Yes.
Okay? And you cannot fault them for this.
Mm.
Like, they both champion each other. And he is like, she is the best. She's amazing. And he was training her and doing all this stuff. But everyone else in the world could see she was kind of a bit shit.
Yeah.
So by him kind of saying, yes, you're so good, sometimes when you love someone, you have to tell them the truth.
Yeah, funny that.
And you
that.
Have to say,
I've experienced a bit of that.
You have?
From you.
Oh. No, but see, because I love you.
Yeah.
And so I want you to be the best version of yourself as I see it.
Mm.
But that's what's weird about this. And the other weird thing is that it's like, I feel bad. You know when kids do stuff and you're like, you're trying and it sucks, but that's awesome because you're out there and you're doing it.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to think you shouldn't try and you shouldn't be a bit cringe and you shouldn't do that. But she should have known that she sucked.
Someone needed to tell her.
Like, I feel really sorry for her because she really copped it. But this documentary is actually just like you kind of pulling your hair out, because once she actually gets into the Olympics, and there's other B-girls that are interviewed in this too, right? Then she goes on and she's like, oh, I should probably start training, you know? And it's like,
hang on.
Yeah, you should probably start training.
It makes me think of, you know, like, say she'd never seen breakdancing, but someone's described it to her.
Yes.
And then she's gone and tried to do it based on a description that she's been told about it.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know, the whole kangaroo thing of that, they kind of go into that because they were like, we need something that's going to put you on the map. Because, you know, you might not have the skills, but you've got this. And it's iconic, like the sprinkler and everything. And then it just goes into what happened after the Olympics with her. And yeah, you do feel sorry for her.
No bullying. We don't
endorse condone bullying, you know. But you can't help but feel like, mate, sometimes you've just got to say, hey, give it a crack. And sometimes you have to say, you know what, I'm not good enough. I'm going to step back and let the people that can do what they do do it and do it well.
Yeah. It's important to know when something isn't for you.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Not everyone can be on Australian Idol. You know, you can have a crack, but don't be upset when the world is like, you suck. Mm. And then your loved one didn't say, hey, I love what you're doing, but you need to be better.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So look, is it worth a watch? Yeah. Just so you can sit there with your mates or your family and be like, what the hell is wrong here?
Yeah. What happened?
What happened? Yeah. I wouldn't say it's the best documentary I've ever seen. And I wouldn't say that it was kind of needed. Because if anything, it kind of makes it a bit worse than what it was.
Oh, so I imagined it would be self-indulgent, but it's actually made everything worse.
No, it is self-indulgent.
Oh, okay.
And that's why it's kind of made everything, it's kind of like, okay. Like there's no like, hey, you know what? Yeah, I suck.
Yeah, right. There's everybody else is wrong.
Well, kind of. So watch it in your own time. It's on Netflix. It's called, Ray Gun. Breaking Bad, and Breaking Badly, my mistake. And yeah, it's worth a little watch if you want to just a bit of rage bait in your life.
What do you give it out of five, just quickly?
Three to two and a half.
2.5 out of 5, and a closure rating?
You get a 5 out of 5 on the closure.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Joined by Brad Johnson for The Jump.
Coaching is hard. Right?
Yes,
we
it
get
is very
that.
Hard.
We get that, but threatening coaches seems to be easy. And
that happened last week with Matthew Nick. So he was he was put under pressure from a media perspective by Tom Morris, who said that if he didn't win, he'd be sacked.
Mm.
And it was, to me, it seemed categoric. That was it. If you don't win, you are out the door. Which puts pressure on the coach. We spoke to Matty Nick's pregame about it. We asked him, obviously, in regards to how he dealt with that during the week, and he said, "Well, the players actually walked in my office and asked me about if it was true or not." Mm. He said categorically it wasn't true. And then And then it just puts pressure on someone that was not necessary because, and obviously Tom's found something out that, so he wouldn't be going with it without maybe some knowledge from somebody that this is fact. But ultimately it created a massive story around the game and Matthew Nicks, you know, and the Adelaide Footy Club passed the test, didn't they? So he survives. He probably gets a, what is he getting out? Does Tom come out and say, because he won, he gets a 5-year extension?
I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, and then, so there's probably pressure on this week because if they get smashed this week, you know, there's a question mark. Come back, he can't win two finals. Like, it's just crazy stuff. Like, these, this is a guy's livelihood. This is a guy's life. You know what I mean? So if it's, it just makes it really difficult. And no one within Adelaide was sacking Matthew Nicks off the back of what he'd produced the last two seasons from a win-loss perspective. Number one in the competition as a coach. Yes, they lost their two finals last year. They identified what they needed, and they still need extra one or two midfielders. You could see that again on Saturday night because Bont and Edwards were starting to tear apart their midfield. They need an extra classy midfielder in there. That was the same issue they had the year before, and that's the difference between being able to really go far in the finals versus, you know, winning one and then bowing out the following week. They know what they need as a footy club. They've just got to try and secure it. Everyone's trying to get Zach Butters because they know they need a gun midfielder in their lineup when they do pop up, you know, and become available. So that's the challenge for every football club. But what he's done from a win-loss perspective, that can't be challenged. If a board made a decision on a coach because he couldn't win a final based on what he was able to achieve from a home and away perspective, then that is crazy stuff to me because he's got that club absolutely galvanised and heading in the right direction.
Essendon say, well, hold my beer. There's one club that could do it, it's Essendon. What about, speaking of coaches, I was surprised, and I don't know if I was right to be surprised, that Alistair Clarkson was gone.
Yeah, well, that caught us all sort of off guard a little bit, the fact that Clarko was sacked by North, and there's been a lot of discussion around the way the press conference was handled by their president and footy manager. So the question for me is where was the CEO in all of this? Because if you're making decisions as a football club to sack your club, I want to see the president and the CEO sitting there. The two main leaders of your club. And maybe Todd Viney as footy manager is sitting there as well to answer some football aspects of the question. But your strength is your leadership. So, you know, Sonia Hood, yes, she stood up and put forward why they sacked Clarko. But ultimately I would have loved to have seen the CEO sitting there as well as part of that full club strength of leadership as to why they've made this decision as a club. Clarko spoke out over the weekend, an interview with Caroline Wilson, and basically, you know, the main quote that came out of it was, they danced on my grave. So it's hit him really hard, this decision. And, you know, ultimately, you know, where he goes in football from this point on, we wait and see. But, you know, he felt that he was blindsided by the decision the Kangaroos have made, and they've basically put it on. The way that I read it personally is that they've done a review with all the players and staff, and they're the ones who have said that, sorry, mate, you're not up to it. Well, that's the way it comes across.
That's the thing. How do we know? Like, you know.
Yep. So that
sucks for him too.
So where do North Melbourne go from here, and what decision they make on their coach? Mm. Obviously, a couple have already been appointed this year in Mark McVeigh and Josh Fraser at Essendon and the Blues. Who's out there next for North Melbourne? Do they go with an Adam Simpson, for example, who's a club legend? Yeah. Who do you say?
Hurdy. He'll be like,
you know what?
The shadow
if
of Hurdy.
He wants the coach. Yeah. There may be an opportunity here.
Scott Pendlebury.
I would love Scott Pendlebury to do it.
Yeah.
Right now, jump in.
Really? But
that's not going to happen. Nah. I think Scott is ready to go. So that's sort of from a coaching perspective, North Melbourne big decisions to make. I'm glad Matthew Nicks, no, I'm not glad because they beat the Bulldogs, but ultimately I'm happy for him to be able to, you know, step forward and continue to coach the Adelaide Crows. I think he's a very good coach.
And just once again, you would never put your hand up for the top job, would you?
Oh, you never say never.
Hey, if the price is right. I love it, John.
I think he said to us off air before, I'd be a really good senior coach. So he's got the...
You know what? I think I could be like a Chris Fagan sort of style. I'd go in and just make the players love their footy.
Yeah.
I'd need to be the filler between a club that's a debacle to get into a point and then someone with a, you know, a bit more footy sort of tactical nous come in and maybe...
Mate, you are the most tactically nous person.
You know what? Yeah, that's how we describe you to our friends.
He's very nousy.
Tactically nous.
One thing, though, I would make the players love to play for your club. There's no guarantee. Yeah. There's no issue there whatsoever.
No iron fist rule when it comes to Jono.
Just okay. Love the game.
Well,
just a normal fist.
That's
Tommy,
not
if you're
a mousy fist.
If you're the best kick in our team, Tommy, you're getting the ball, mate. Bro, like, it's pretty simple footy.
Yeah. If I'm the best kick in your team, you are in big trouble.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. We're doing the jump with Brad Johnson for Prestige Jayco Geelong, your local Jayco dealer. Open 7 days.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
And what's it like out there, Jono?
It is actually, must have been a little bit of rain overnight.
Mm.
It was nice when I walked out.
A little bit moist. Wow, it's looking pretty... It's looking pretty gross over Drysdale.
It is. Always beautiful, but somehow gross.
9 degrees right now. 14 the top for us. Morning shower or two. That'll clear up hopefully this afternoon. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 16, and then cloudy at 14 on Wednesday.
Can I ask you a personal question? Are you a salami guy?
No.
It's National Salami Day.
Is it?
You're not a salami guy.
No.
You've got the vibe about you that you would be. Yeah.
Not really. I don't mind it, but it's not my go-to salami.
You're not a cured meats guy.
From Hoppers.
Yeah. That surprises me, Jono.
Not my go-to. I'm a ham man. Love
You're
my ham.
Ham man.
Love me ham. Love me Otway ham.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Here's a new opportunity.
Or me Barwon Valley.
Yeah.
No, those two are my go-to.
Anyone else you want to give a plug?
No, but they're my go-to. No, those two right there.
If you get sent some free ham. We want in.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is elite. Ham. Both those. Oh.
How do you do it?
Down at Fresh Foods, walk straight in. It's already pre-packed now. Don't have to line up.
Bang, oh, my God. He's just giving deals everywhere.
So the
How good is that, though? That's efficiency by them. Because you have to line up for half an hour sometimes. Take the ticket. Wait there.
Yeah.
And I don't mind that sometimes.
Yeah.
But I like sometimes just to walk in, pack it, all ready to go, bang, straight out.
Give me my ham and let me leave.
Do you know the difference between Jono and you and I, right, is that he can shop in places that has fresh in the name.
Yes.
You and I would never be able to afford to.
We asked to smell it first before we actually purchase it.
I learned a lesson at Aldi the other day. Let me tell you, the checkout is unbelievable. Like, it's game on, mate.
It's a high pressure situation.
Where have you been?
Donna's laughing at me. Donna is absolutely pissing herself.
Oh, it's not a laughing. Time.
I couldn't keep up. I nearly swore then. I nearly swore.
You did
press the dump. I couldn't keep up.
Should I?
Yeah, I've done it. Dump it.
I did. I dumped you.
Yes, good.
Okay.
Oh, did you dump it?
Yeah, I dumped it.
I was going to talk over it.
I did swear, everybody, accidentally, and I apologise. That's how much Aldi got to me. Are we still on, Tom? Or
we're still on.
Is that dumped to a song?
Let's go to a song.
We'll go to the song. We'll check the tape and see if the swear actually went through.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Joined by Brad Johnson for the jump for the time being for Prestige Jayco Geelong, your local Jayco dealer, open 7 days. So, see how Tony, Deb and the team feel about swearing on the radio.
Yeah. So what happened?
There's no proof.
If you were just listening and that last...
It wasn't a full swear.
You pulled your punch.
Yeah.
You did swear
and we had to
apologize.
Dump you.
I have apologised.
That's okay. And yes. We just listened back and it sounds a bit discombobulated when you swear because then, Tom, you hit the dump button and it... Yeah. But you were safe. You were safe. It didn't go to air. And if you want to know what swear it was, you can give us a call. 52232955. We'll
don't get me fired up about Aldi ever again. All right. Let's go.
Quickly do this.
Yes. Best.
Best and fairest.
Best and fairest. Best.
Because you are the purveyor of the Xena Sports Vest. Get into Rebel Sport or get online. Yep, that's Xena
product it
with
is.
A Z.
Oh, it's so good.
Yes.
We love it.
Okay.
I'm so scared. Is anyone else feeling really scared?
Three, two, one. Ollie Wiltshire. Fantastic. Yeah. He played such a good game of footy. So in his first final too. So excellent. Bowen Heads boy gets one vote. Shawnee Manor, one of my favourites, gets 2-25 and kicked the goal. And the danger. Danger zone was on fire.
Party in Moggs Creek for sure.
There would have been over the weekend. Look out.
What a weapon. Oh, and you think, it's like power. People are like, oh yeah, age comes into it. It's just crazy how he can just turn it on and bang, and you just watch him and you're like, this is elite athletic.
Yeah, and finals ability. Footy, the conditions are perfect. Like that danger weather, just the biggest body out there.
Yeah.
No one's stopping him, and he just turned it on. Well done.
I think we've got a bit of audio from the party in Moggs Creek, iconic song.
Party kicks a point instead of kicking the goal, and then we said no. We're gonna party in Moggs Creek.
It's a classic we bring out every time.
Contextually, that's people don't won't understand that.
Yeah,
that's,
no, it's okay. I made a song.
We've got to get that to number one.
I made a song called Party in Moggs Creek.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that Moggs Creek
how many,
2.
How many streams you had? 100,000?
Well, well, there was that. That was the original, and then I did Moggs Creek 2, and that was the...
That's right. We don't need to go back to that.
No, we don't. That was the remix, the techno remix.
Yeah.
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 Catch it in your own time.
I will.
Yeah.
I'll listen on the way home.
Very good.
Good to be with you guys.
All
now,
right.
Vest and Ferris, once again, it continues.
Yeah, this week.
This week.
Another final this week for
and
the Catters.
We're not saying what the leaderboard is.
It's tightened
but
up, though. Let me just say, yes.
Okay, it's tight. We love
all
that.
All right, looking forward to that. Jono, always a pleasure. We'll catch up with you again next Monday.
Hopefully.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.